Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, the theater has begun over in the United States Senate. The impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. Now, if you're a regular listener, you already know my opinion on this. It's dumb. It's just dumb. When the Democrats impeached Donald Trump, came to the Senate, had no chance whatsoever of him being found guilty in the Senate, all of us conservatives and Republicans said, oh, those Democrats, they did it just for show. It was really dumb. That's exactly what the Republicans are doing. Now, is Secretary Mayorkas probably guilty of impeachable offenses? Probably. Does it have a chance in the Democrat-controlled Senate? Nope. None whatsoever. Zero. Not even 1% chance of succeeding. Zero. And every Republican knows that. So why did they go ahead with it if they knew it had no success? Well, the same reason why the Democrats impeached Donald Trump. For show. Two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. The Senate trial has begun. I said yesterday I didn't even know whether the trial would actually get underway. It has. Chuck Schumer may ask for a vote to just dismiss the whole thing later today. That's a possibility. But two articles of impeachment were handed over to the U.S. Senate from the House of Representatives. One of them has already been dismissed. Two articles of impeachment. One has already been dismissed. So now they're dealing with the second article of impeachment, and it's not going to go anywhere. And there's all kinds of motions. Well, let's delay the trial till November, just before the election. It's theater. That's all it is. It's theater. And it will accomplish nothing, except many of the Republicans can go back home to their constituents and say, look what I did. I voted to impeach Secretary Mayorkas because of the border crisis. So what? Oh, Bob, you really sound cynical about the Republicans. Yeah, I'm getting more and more cynical of the Republicans. I really am. And then MJT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican representative from Georgia, has said she is going to call for a motion to vacate the speakership, which would mean Speaker of the House Mike Johnson would be removed. And what would happen? Well, we would have another clown show. We would have another circus like we did when Kevin McCarthy was kicked out. And it's getting worse. Yesterday afternoon, Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky has announced he will co-sponsor the motion to vacate. He and Marjorie Taylor Greene will both. And so it's looking more likely that a vote will be taken to get rid of Mike Johnson. Okay. Now, again, I admit it. I am very open admitting I am getting more and more disillusioned with the Republican Party and Republicans in Congress. They can't get anything done. They're constantly fighting with each other, bickering over this, bickering over that. Now, I believe Mike Johnson is a really, really good man. He's a born-again believer. He is solidly pro-life. He is solidly pro-family. He is conservative. His conservative credentials are impeccable. I was astounded that someone as conservative as he is could be elected Speaker of the House, and I was thrilled. Well, he's not perfect, and he's not towing the line of some of the more extreme members of the Republican Party who are willing to burn the whole House down to get their way. Have we not learned that when Republicans refuse to cooperate with each other and come to a consensus on important issues, but rather take pot shots at each other, that they accomplish nothing, and that they play right into the hands of the liberal left Democrats? They play right into their hands. So many times, these perfectionist ideologues, and that's what they are, they're perfectionist ideologues. They have a conservative ideology, and I agree with them on most things. But they constantly sacrifice the good on the altar of the perfect. The way our political system works, we have a two-party system. Okay? Now, the divide between the left and the right, conservatives and liberals, grows deeper and deeper. There is no doubt about it. But our government is based on a two-party system. And because of that, one party can never accomplish everything they want to accomplish as long as there are people over on the other side of the aisle. And that's always been the case for 240 years. But there is a group of Republicans right now who are ideologues, and they have an agenda. And unless everyone dots every I, crosses every T, and does exactly what they want to do, then I'm going to burn down the whole House. I don't care. I am willing to paralyze the House of Representatives. I'm willing to paralyze the American government because the Speaker of the House is not perfect. The Speaker of the House dared to even talk to the Democrats. Oh my goodness, he talked to the Democrats. Yeah, they are elected representatives as well. Do I like what the Democratic Party stands for? No. But our government is a representative republic, and people elect people to represent them. So, as much as I disagree with almost everything the Democrats do, you have to understand they were duly elected by people in their districts. And they are representing a good portion of the American population. And it's like on the issue of abortion, I hope we've learned an important lesson. Strict political ideology doesn't accomplish a whole lot. We have to win hearts and minds. If we simply pass laws concerning abortion and we don't convince people of why abortion is wrong, it's evil, it's immoral, unless we convince them of the principles behind abortion. Just passing laws accomplishes very little. We must deal with people's minds and hearts. And because of the way our government is put together, Republicans are going to have to do their best to actually talk to Democrats and convince them of the rightness or the wrongness of this policy or that policy. Just standing on the floor of the House and screaming and yelling and shouting accomplishes almost nothing.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it looks like it's already over. The Senate trial of Secretary Mayorkas, it looks like it, unless something really weird happens. Now, most of you, because you're smarter than the average bear, know that a political candidate, or not candidate, a politician can be impeached by the House of Representatives. That doesn't mean a whole lot. It simply means that the articles of impeachment are then delivered to the U.S. Senate, and in the Senate, a trial is held to determine guilt or innocence of the impeached person. That's what happened with Donald Trump. Donald Trump was impeached twice. Was he removed from office? No, because both times the Senate refused to convict him. And so it was thrown out. Many people believe that if a person is impeached, they're removed from office. No. Well, Mayorkas was impeached. There were enough votes in the House of Representatives because of a very slim Republican majority. He was impeached. The articles of impeachment were delivered to the Senate about an hour ago. The first article of impeachment was simply dismissed. In other words, the Senate took a vote and said, no, we're not even going to consider that. If my understanding is correct, and again, I'm trying to keep one eye on the TV monitor and the other eye here in the studio, if my understanding is correct, they are now voting to dismiss the second article of impeachment, and that is certain to pass. And again, if my understanding is correct, it's done. It's over. The show is over. And may I say again, please forgive me for being so repetitious on this. This was a foregone conclusion. The Republicans knew this was going to happen. They knew it was a waste of time. But, so why did Mike Johnson agree to continue with the impeachment? To try to keep peace among some of the fringe members of his own party, who, by the way, are trying to kick him out of being Speaker of the House. So, on one hand, he's trying to appease them. Okay. You want us to impeach me? Okay, all right. Have any chance of him being found guilty in the Senate? Nope, none, zero, no. So, anyway, it looks like before the end of the day, it's all going to be done, over, finished, and nothing will happen to Secretary Mayorkas, except the Liberal Democrats will make him a martyr. That's what's going to happen. They will make him a martyr. Now, just quickly, speaking of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, I told you that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie of Kentucky are co-sponsoring a call to vacate the seat, which means get rid of the Speaker of the House. Okay, now, if they're successful in doing that, what will be the result? An endless number of votes again. Now, is there any chance in the world that Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of her supporters in the Republican Party, is there any chance in the world they're going to be able to seat a Speaker of the House more conservative than Mike Johnson? You know, like what, 5% chance? 95% chance they're going to take endless votes, vote, 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 vote. And then finally, everybody's going to get tired. The Republicans are going to look like a bunch of clowns again. There's going to be enormous pressure. Pick a Speaker of the House. And then finally, they're going to have to get behind closed doors, compromise, and choose the Speaker of the House. And I can almost guarantee you, whoever would be the replacement for Mike Johnson will not be any more conservative. Considering the current makeup of the Republican side of the House of Representatives, they're not going to find someone more conservative than Mike Johnson. It's not going to happen. So why would this handful of Republicans led by Marjorie Taylor Greene, why would they try to kick Mike Johnson out of being Speaker? Theater. Pure theater. They're going to get their face on the news. They can brag and boast, I took down the Speaker. It's all narcissism. It is. And if it happens, the House of Representatives will once again be completely paralyzed at a time when there are some really important things happening around the world. Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Taiwan, China. Some really important things happening. The next presidential election. But I don't think they really care.